Okay, I'm going to list out some qualities, and I'd like for the two of you to rate the importance of that quality in a sales job. All right, let's start with honesty.
Okay. No, honestly, let's do honesty.
Yeah. Unfortunately, sales is kind of looked down upon.
Yeah. But I don't think that's what she wanted to hear.
Sandeep has put on his I'm here for business. This is his game face.
Because the money is there with the numbers. It's a number game. It's a game number.
The first one, go back. It's a number game.
It's a number game.
Hey, and welcome back. This is Hey Karish, a brand new episode. And today we're featuring a very, very unique set of guests because we're talking about something that actually at some point in our lives, we've all come very close to being a part of, or we have been a part of. And then, of course, everyone has something to say about it. The world's greatest workforce, the largest in number, has to be its sales force. So ladies and gentlemen, meet my guests today, Jumana and Sandeep.
Hey, Karish.
Hey, you guys. Okay, first things first, welcome home.
Thank you. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for coming. Both of you, Jumana and Sandeep, are part of the Arabian Radio Network, which is the same radio station that I have been a part of as well since 2008.
Absolutely.
So 16 years you're coming up on very shortly.
Next week.
And of course, Jumana, you've been with the company since, I think, 7-8 years now.
I mean, you'll be 7 years only.
7 years only. All right. Fantastic. But both of you have shown pretty much across the market, you've proven your mettle. You know, you've shown what you're made of. And today I thought, not only do we want to discuss those crazy numbers that sales can sometimes be about, but also the crazy stories that you guys have, right? From your meetings and work calls. And how often do you actually go for a work call when you're saying you're going for a work call? Let's start with that. Sandeep.
Most of the times we do. Like, you know, it's work call is work call. At the end of the day, everything is numbers, right, for us. So I think we're at a stage in life where I just can't say I'm going for some other work or something like that. And, you know,
you're done with that.
Done with that part. Yeah.
Now you mean business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So ethical. Yeah. I'm going to give you something better, way more materialistic.
Come on, let's hear it.
Salaries, basics are worthless in sales. You know, from real estate, for example, they have no salaries at all. So if you're lying, you're hurting yourself because
everything
the money
is
you
commission.
Make is commission. Correct. Exactly. So you have no one to lie to. You have to do your meetings. You have to do your numbers because the money is there with the numbers. It's a number game. It's a game number.
The first one, go back. It's a number game.
It's a number game.
Where are you from, Jumana? Tell
us. I'm Lebanese originally.
Right. You've been here in the UAE for how long?
16 years, which is a lot. Like everyone, I came for 2 years only.
Oh my God. Is that everyone?
Yes.
Did you also come to the UAE?
I joined here and then you landed in the country.
Yes. So 2 years only. And like everyone, after 2 years, we said 2 more years. But I was not always in sales. So I used to be in advertising before.
Right. So you had a creative profession and you decided to switch to sales.
Actually, it's a very long story. I'm gonna make it very short.
Right.
I decided at some point that I'm done with the creative and long nights in the office and agency nights. It's tough when you get married and you have a kid. And I didn't know what to do, and I decided I'm gonna take a break, try to see, maybe I'll go in marketing, maybe go to a client side. That's what you do when you're in an agency. But it was a little bit boring. The idea of it was boring because you're going to be working for one brand. While in advertising, you work for so many brands.
Yes.
So you work for a watch company one day, the other day you work for tech, the third day you work for a restaurant. So it's way more diversified and fun. And we went to a party. By mistake, I met someone. By chance, I'm going to say I met someone. And she told me, so what do you do? And I said, I don't know what to do. I used to be in advertising. I used to be in creative, which is not easy, changing career like this. And then she said, would you like to work in sales? And I said, of course not. I cannot work in sales. What's wrong with you? I've never sold anything to anyone. It's not something I do. And I was thinking about my mom. If I tell her I work in sales, she will kill me. Sales, you know, those people with a bag that goes from door to door. This is sales in the Lebanese background. I said, no, I cannot work in sales. I've never worked in sales. Anyone, I will not be able to do it. And then she said, babe, you're Lebanese. You are the first merchants in the world, Phoenicians. You are the first people who were selling things to other people. You have it in your DNA. Come try. You will like it.
Mm.
And I love it.
That friend sold selling to you.
Yes.
True. She,
she
sold.
Was my boss for 3 years.
Fantastic.
She, amazing girl.
Yeah.
And I've never been happier than talking to people instead of sitting in front of the...
So it's possible to have a completely different sort of, you know, graph in life and then switch to sales and be successful.
Yes.
What's your story?
So I was always in media all through. Like I really started at a very young age. I would say I'm half Habibi. Right. I'm born and raised in Dubai. So, you know, a lot of times people ask me, where are you from? I said, I'm a camel, you know. So I'm raised here. I, you know, this is where I belong, you know, at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I started really early with media agencies, well, I think 8 years, and then through a reference, got into ARN. I think it's been fantastic. Like, you know, as a company and this whole process of, as Jumana said, right, meeting hundreds and hundreds of people over so many years, right? Yeah. Different walks of life. And, you know, when you look at this country, 200 nationalities, right? Mm-hmm. Nowhere on this planet do you get an experience like this, right? You're speaking to Lebanese, you're speaking to Arab expats, Emiratis, you know.
Ethiopian.
Within your country, from India, you see Malayalis from North, South.
Yeah, there's so many different region-specific businessmen present here.
In sales, you know, we always taught the emotional intelligence, right? Mm. You have to understand what the opposite person is doing. You know, you play around with their minds, what they say, what they feel, fidget around.
So is it all mind games?
It's all mind games, 100%. You know, it's all about selling.
What makes someone a good salesperson?
We're going to fight now. Sandeep's going to say talking.
From my perspective, from a different angle altogether, right? Some people would say listening is the most important element.
Both
play important roles, you know, because there are people who would listen well, but then cannot talk. And there are a lot of people who talk, but, you know, don't have the patience of listening, right? So you just have to have a balance of both angles, right?
Actually, the secret is you listen first
and
then you talk.
You say the right stuff.
Yes, because if you listen, you know exactly what's needed. So sales, I would say, is just giving the person the solution they're looking for. So you listen to their story, what is it that they need? And then you make sure to have that offering in your bag.
You know what's so cool about what you guys are sharing right now? So years ago, when I was in college, I one summer went door to door selling newspaper subscriptions. There was a newspaper launching in Mumbai called Mumbai Mirror.
Correct.
They hired a whole bunch of college students. And I was one among the many that took up that summer job just to make a little money on the side. And I was so good at it. Because this is all I did. I listened and then I said exactly what they needed to hear from me. I was so good at it that they called me into the Times of India office to hire me full time. And I was like, you know, I do want to make money from listening and talking, but this is not how I want to do it. So I knew I wanted to do something creative, more creative. And so radio, I mean, this was more my scene, you know. But I never realized.
Actually, it's very creative. I think you're putting on a show, but not in a bad...
Yeah.
I think I just wanted to make less money, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. That's how you decided your life is going to be. I want to be modest.
I want to do as much work as I can and make less money for it.
Yeah, I mean, see, on the sales front, right, you know, or from people perspective, right? Huh. Unfortunately, sales is a word, is kind of looked down upon.
Why?
Right? Yeah. Because the moment you tell someone, I do sales. People don't understand, like, sales, you know, it's like a very, it's a negative expression, you know, they just think that, sales.
As if you're asking people for their money.
Correct.
But I guess that comes from people having had so many bad experiences with, not everyone treats, see, I think there's somewhere the requirement for you to treat me, if you're selling me something, I want you to build a relationship with me. I want you to know me.
Exactly.
And when they don't take the time to do that, it puts the other person off.
People don't realize from the time you're born until the time you leave the world, right? You're selling. You're selling to your parents. You're selling to your friends. You're selling to people you meet.
Your teachers.
Everyone, right? Because you're trying to tell them something that what you want or what you want to give them.
Constantly trying to negotiate a deal.
It's a negotiation, right? Sales, right? You're selling, right? Yeah. So, like, we were having a chat saying, you know, sales, you know, if a product is ready, is that what you sell, right? It's the finished good. But that's not the case.
Yeah.
Today, someone who's manufacturing, right? The story is like, you know, if you opened a company today, if you have a factory, right? Why did you open that factory? Right? There's a reason for it, right? Not that because you had potloads of money, okay, I just want to open a factory and be happy and, you know, let the machines work. You opened a factory, you opened a business to do what? Sell, right? People forget all that. They just think that, oh, he's a sales manager. Oh, he's sales. He's a sales executive.
Have you had to face that, Sandeep?
Many times.
Yeah?
Because every time, you know, in my earlier days when I, you know, of course, we've grown in this company, you know, but when we met clients and stuff like that and friends and family, acha, you do sales.
Oh.
You know, that's the expression. But nobody realizes that sales is your day in, day out, every minute you're selling.
Yeah.
You speak to people on the streets, you're trying to sell. You're trying to convince them, right? Convincing is what?
But also, I think what needs to be talked about is the fact that you do a good job, you do make a good commission. And that's not something that every job has as part of it. Most of us that take up salaried jobs, you know, no matter how well you do, you're going to get the fixed salary that whether you perform the lowest or the highest of your capability, you'll get the same amount of money.
This is the best part because you make how much you work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a well, right? You keep digging, the water comes out. The water comes out. So there's no end to it, right?
People then have their view has their view changed over the years, having seen your success and your growth?
I think people are happy because, I mean, in my case, 16 years with ARN.
Yeah.
And they're saying, oh, wow, you're with ARN. Oh, my God, 16 years. You know, people know me. I still get calls from people I met maybe 6, 8, 10 years back saying, oh, you're still with ARN. I said, happy place.
Karish, I think also there is something nice about selling media.
Hmm.
It's a different thing. So when you're selling something tangible, if you're selling a car, if you're selling clothes, if you're selling makeup, it's different from when you're selling a service because we come as consultants.
Right.
And it gives you that added value where people come to you asking for your opinion. Sometimes we work as the marketing person of the client. Sometimes we work as their finance department. Sometimes you work as a... employee, I have a very fun story. It didn't happen to me, but I think this is really what we do. So some super nice clinic on Jumeirah.
Oh, I know what kind of clinic.
Yes, let's say that kind of thing. Let's say dermatologist. It's a good dermatologist. And then they wanted to cater to locals, which is great. So the best station for that was Al Khalijiya, which is our local station. We sold them a huge package, sold them the dream, obviously. All the locals listened to the station. All went well. Came back after a month. No one came. For us, it doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
So we had to go and dig a little bit more.
Investigate this.
Is it the product? Is it their clinic? Is it the message, the creative on air? So you go a little bit deeper. And then it ended up being, you're targeting locals. On Jumeirah. And then you call the clinic. It's a very nice Filipina lady who answers, who speaks only English. Why local wanted to call someone who actually speaks Arabic? Because if that's how you're positioning yourself. So the problem was at the client side and he didn't even notice.
Found this out?
We found this out. We told him. So sales in our case is way more 360 degree than only... I'm going to sell you spots. I'm going to interfere in the creative that you're going to write. You're not going to write about, we've been in the business for 60,000 years and we are the best. No one cares.
So just for everyone listening in, and maybe they don't fully know about radio advertising. You know, radio advertising includes everything right from the ads that you actually hear of different products and services between songs to contests that we run on air. You know, every single time that we're giving away a big prize, there's a marketing and sales element to it. And there's a whole lot of things that are sold that one may not realize. So you guys actually take on a huge task when you sign up for this job. But you also sometimes have those days where you're just scratching your head and you're like, what did I just get myself into because of a meeting you've had or a particular client you've dealt with?
Tell them what our boss says. In one day you get the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Everything. You
know, every day.
Morning, you'll be fine. You're happy. Someone send you 100,000 dirham booking. You're jumping for joy. Yeah. Afternoon, you've had a cancellation or something like that. And then evening, you've had a ridiculous meeting with a client or internal. Someone screamed at you. You screamed at someone and your day goes for a toss.
Yeah.
I think it's part and parcel of the whole sales journey.
Yeah. Tell us what you were telling. So just before we started rolling,
I said all salespeople are ADD.
All salespeople are ADD. Why do you
say
that?
Or ADHD. Or both. Or ADD, ADHD.
Why?
Because this is how we like it. We like things not to be straight. We like things not to be the same. We want to jump from one meeting to another, from one task to another. We don't want to sit. We want to be in the car. We want to go meet people. We want to talk. We want to listen. We want to... So it suits our personality very, very, very well. So it is me, if I stay in a meeting for more than 10 minutes, I phase out.
But aren't sales calls really long?
Wait. Sales meetings are not very long.
No, no, she's been with me in many meetings. And
really?
After a point of time, well, she'll say, that's it, we stop.
Yeah, but also it's more of a, we're having coffee, we're catching up, talking about the world, talking about your job, talking about your company, talking about what's happening with you, and then how we're going to help you.
Yeah.
So it can be half an hour, but it's still fun. Yeah. It's not slides and shows.
Not presentations.
And presentations.
Absolutely not.
And meetings.
I think people just like to hear stories. Mm. They like to know more about themselves, you know?
Like what? What do you mean?
Like if you are meeting a client, you know, I mean, I think one should do a 5-minute check on what this client is. Mm. And maybe do a sort of recce about... Okay, their competitors could be like, XYZ, you know, who this person is, you know, maybe if you can find some story about their family, if there's an opportunity arises, right? If you do that, then you go in with a full plan in your head. Mm. What kind of questions this person could ask you, see the things around in their office and stuff like that. So you basically play, it's all mind games, right?
Yeah.
To find out what are their likes, dislikes and stuff like that. And there's a story, right?
Yeah.
Speak about their likes, speak about their dislikes, you know. Not agree to a lot of stuff because sometimes that can become negative, you know. So, you know, I think that these things are very important as in the sales role, because at the end of the day, you're going there to sell them your product based on what they require and their liking, you know. I mean, there are situations where sometimes you force fit some stuff, you know. Is it right? No. But I think in a salesperson's career life, it's just part of it. It's unfortunate, but it's true.
But you don't force things in a bad manner. But,
bad manner, yeah.
But you actually stand firm. So, and lots of time we tell clients, you know your product very well, but we know our product also Absolutely. Very well. Whatever you're thinking is not going to make the cut.
Okay, I'm going to list out some qualities. And I'd like for the two of you to rate the importance of that quality in a sales job.
Done.
Okay?
We might not agree.
One, I think it's great if you have differing answers. In fact, one being the lowest, 10 being the highest. All right? Let's start with honesty.
Okay. No. Honestly, let's do honesty.
Yeah.
Eight.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
You choose to be honest more often than not.
See, you're not going in for one-time deal and get out, right? You want to kind of build that relationship for a long-term association,
of course.
Right? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, not all companies are MNCs, right? They are singly owned companies. They are hard-earned money.
Yeah.
If something goes wrong, if it's a 50,000 dirham campaign, if it didn't work, the 50,000 goes down the drain.
Yeah, it's a responsibility.
You know, it's our responsibility of not misleading the client, you know.
Okay. Be willing to walk away from it.
How important?
Ten.
Yeah?
Yeah, we walked away from a lot of deals.
Why? Why would you choose to walk away from
it? Because sometimes if the client is saying, oh, I need this at this rate, you are not supposed to kind of tell us what rate should I put for my product. We respect our brand. We know what value is, you know, of my product, right? So I think we go with that intention saying, this is my product, this is my cost, this is what the value is.
I think that's very important what you just said.
Very
important. Yeah. To know the value of your brand.
Because when it's a service, like I'm telling you, we're in media, we're not selling a product. It's very easy. If you go to the BMW showroom and you say, I want this car, but I want to pay the Kia price, they will throw you out. Or if you go to Atlantis and you say, I'm going to pay the, I don't know, Ibis rate, you cannot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things have a price, yeah, and right, it's fixed in people's head because it's tangible.
Correct.
But when you come with a, I'm selling you air.
Radio,
literally,
space. Yeah, literally, it's space.
Air.
Yeah.
You're selling them air, basically.
Yeah.
We have a lot of time conversation about, but your competitor can do this for, yes, that price.
Yes.
I can do that for that price. No, I'm going to want all of this for that. That's my budget. So no, that's your budget. Good. You want to do that with that station? Please go ahead.
Because we don't expect the client, you know, we go and tell the client, okay, your product is $10. No, but you should sell it at $2. I'm not telling you what you should do with your business, right? You know, so my product cost is this. In my hemisphere, this is the best deal you can get. You know, where now it's up to you whether you want to really accept it. Otherwise, we're fine, you know.
But we're very gracious about it.
Nah, yeah.
No.
We walk out politely.
In front of the client we are, but then after that, when we go to the office or in the car, we're like,
yeah. Does Jumana speak any Hindi?
Nothing.
But she loves all of Indian food.
True.
We love you for that.
Yes. And clothes.
Yes. And you look gorgeous when you wear the sari. You know that.
Oh, I love it.
I keep telling her, I said, you're Lebanese by mistake.
Yes.
You know?
Or I was maybe Indian in my other life.
Yeah.
One of them.
Presentability.
10. Huh?
Very important.
Yeah, 10. I think we should talk 10. About this.
10. 10 on 10.
Yeah. Especially, I think, more than anywhere else, 2024, all right? And it's you're in the UAE, right? I mean, anywhere in the world, yes. But this country, like, people show up to Spinneys, you know, in their jewels and in their, you know, very high fashion athleisure. You know, very high-end sneakers. It's crazy.
But also I feel it's a matter of respect.
Correct.
When you make an effort to look presentable, to look pretty, to put heels, for me it's very important. They hate me in the office. Every time I see someone who's not wearing heels, I'm like, you cannot.
So you have had to pull people up and...
I don't have that authority. I would love to. Yeah. Like, be the fashion
uniform police, yeah.
I would be that one. But I mean, you're going to people, they're giving you their money, basically.
Imagine walking into someone's office in a jeans and a t-shirt and say, hey, I've got a plan of $1 million for you. Will I give you that money? No chance.
No chance. There is a persona also that comes with the sales. If not, you're going to be that salesperson with a bag that knocks door to door. I remember once I was looking for a house in, I don't know if it was in Arabian Ranches. And the sales guy arrived in a super nice car, went down the car, super nice costume, very nice haircuts and deep style, all good, amazing watch. And I was there and I was like, okay, he's not going to steal my money. He doesn't look like he needs my money. Yeah. He's going to be a good guy.
Yeah.
And this is how it works in humans' heads, I feel.
Yeah, it's not only me. There's some psychology to it.
Yeah, it's not only me.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I'm very old school in that thought.
What do you mean?
Very old school. I mean, I cannot walk into anyone's office like that. Yeah. Has to be like proper suits and, you know, it's a show, right? We are in show business, you know?
Mm.
You know, we are in show business. People like to see, you know, what you wear sometimes, how you dress up. You know, a lot of conversations start within that. Oh, where did you buy your suit from? The material looks nice. Again, we are storytellers, right? Everything is a story, right? So...
I love how Sandeep has made this poetry, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
we have different styles, huh?
I mean, they work. Both of your styles work.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Every single salesperson has a different style. I don't know any person who has the same style. So it's really personalized.
Yeah.
Because me is a completely different way of how I introduce myself to people.
Sandeep is saying that he likes to make that first impression, you know, how he looks, how he's dressed, all of that is what he's going with. What is it that you're betting on with your first impression?
I feel it's warmth always.
Yes.
With me, because it's also my character and my personality. It's not a persona, it's me. So when I go with someone or I meet someone, it's always, it becomes always very personal. Mm. it's not a business relationship. And after that, all my clients become my friend, and then it becomes a dramatic experience because I have way too much friends now.
You've done this for so long now, both of you. You know, if you had to today, for some reason, stop doing sales and go into some kind of a job where you don't have to interact with people, would that be something you'd jump at or you'd not want to do?
No.
No chance. No.
You're not fed up of people yet?
No, you cannot. If you want to add it on your list of attributes,
yeah. You
have to love people.
Yeah.
You have to love meeting people. I'm sure you used to meet people before you were in sales.
Yeah.
I loved people. I like to make friends. I like to talk to people, even people I don't know, people in the train, people in the plane, people. You have to love people.
Yeah.
Because you will be fed up like so quickly.
So quickly.
Oof.
I can't have you on this podcast and then not ask you about some of the most incredibly funny experiences you've had out there. You have had these experiences because, you know, the thing with when you'll come into office, and especially actually in our old offices, we used to have this, I don't know, just more room to interact. And there'll be this announcement of, you know, aaj ye hua mere saath. You know, this is what I've been through today. And then it'll start. So please tell us about some of these experiences.
That's funny.
So one client I met, they have this mindset, right? That, oh, radio people listen at this time and this time and so on, so on. And we sell differently, right? And he was pretty much adamant that, no, I want to play my spots and my advertising only morning and evening when people go to work and come back home. And it was going back and forth. And, you know, at a point where I kind of midway lost my head, I said, you spent, you must have spent $1 million on an outdoor outside, right? Which I see outside in one of the areas. He said, yeah, that's my outdoor. So I said, do you put a black cloth in the afternoon? Like, let's say post 10 or 10:30 or 11 a.m. And by 4:30, you take the black cloth off every day. He said, why? How can you say that? I said, well, you just said nobody listens to radio in the afternoon, right? And there's nobody on the streets. There's a curfew. So I said, you should. Why? If you've paid $1 million to your outdoor company, pay half. And he got so angry on that because I just told him
the truth.
The truth, right? I said, what are you talking about? I said, you're telling me that there's nobody on the streets in the afternoon and that's not your target audience and people don't listen to radio in the afternoon.
Hmm.
I said, then what am I doing in your office at about 12:30?
Hmm.
I said, how did I come to your place? I drove. The first thing in this country, what people do is turn on the AC in the car and switch on the radio.
Yeah,
exactly. There's nothing else.
Yeah. The radio is the biggest.
It's the biggest medium in this country,
in
right?
In the UAE. You know? Yeah,
I mean, people spend at an average, I'm talking about Dubai as a city, you know, and, you know, Sharjah, Deira and all that, at an average 45 minutes to about an hour minimum.
Hmm.
You know, Dubai was known as, oh, 20 minutes, you'll be in that area.
No more. And there is no off-peak time. Busy cities are always busy.
Yeah.
And these are busy cities, you know.
We had clients saying, who listens to radio on weekends? People are sleeping. I'm like, which world are you living in? So another funny conversation, I asked him, I said, what do you do on a weekend? Oh, nothing. I take my wife in the morning for breakfast and then we do groceries and I go here, I go there. I'm like, do you want me to explain more beyond this? Because you just said that I do this, but I drive. He got stuck and he said, yeah, you're right. So it's just what we've told people, they've replied accordingly. And again, when we went and told people saying that this is what happens on weekends, they accepted it. So it's, again, as I keep saying, you know, we are storytellers, right?
Yeah.
Our job is to storytell everything, you know, and people accept it because they all like to listen to their side of it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what she wanted to hear.
What?
I think she wanted to hear something that happened to us that is funny. Or that
that's
is
funny.
Sandeep has put on his I'm here for business. This is his game face.
Because he's
not being the funny guy.
My story is
like
completely
right
different. Me, I go to a meeting, for example, and I'm standing in that room that has only one big high table.
Huh.
And I'm waiting. And then a guy comes and asks me a few questions about, so what is it that you and give me the rate card or give me the brochure, and then he goes and then he come back and I'm still waiting for my meeting. That's the waiting room, in my opinion. It ended up that this was the meeting room. The meeting is a standing meeting. The culture of the company is they do only standing meetings. The meeting shouldn't take more than 10 minutes. I was not briefed, so I didn't know that that was my time. After 10 minutes, that's it. We will call you back. And I was like, should I go to the meeting? When is the meeting? And like, that was the meeting. Okay. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I left the meeting and I was like, what just happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Or you go to another meeting, you take your boss with you, you're going to a very important meeting, and that up to be a lunch.
Mm.
And you're sitting there eating food. This is the meeting.
For 3 hours.
For 3 hours. You don't talk about work for a second. And you're eating, and you're, because it's the restaurant, and they're making you try the dishes, and you're there, and you're like, so what time do we do the meeting? That was the meeting.
That was the meeting. But this is it for you guys. You're constantly, it's like going into a new person's house all the time. You're in a new person's territory. You don't know their rules.
Nothing.
What is their culture?
You don't know anything.
Yeah.
Just have flats in the car. Because when the meeting is in Dubai Mall, this is not fun. And what else? And then go with the flow. I would say go with the flow is the best thing to
say.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, it's gonna be fun. At any point, it's gonna be fun. People tried to bribe me before. Like, you would go to a hotel. Why would I pay? Let me give you a room. I'll give you a staycation. And then you give me things for free. And then your company will not know. Yes, my company will know.
100%.
Yeah. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. Those are very common. You know?
Yeah, lots of fun does fly. It does fly. There are a lot of people, not in our company, because I know our company audits heavily every process, but there are companies where this stuff does fly, and I have heard such incredible stories of corruption that it is, I mean, it's just, it blows my mind that this stuff happens.
100%.
I'm sure corruption and sales goes well, hand in hand, because you're doing deals at the end of the day.
Yes, and you can always make a deal on the side for yourself, right?
There is always a deal.
Yeah. But I feel in our company specifically, it's not only very hard, it's so not in the culture that even the clients who have been working with us
for
know
years.
How
they won't even dare
they
ask
know
you
how
the
that
question.
Works.
Yeah. Have you been
bribed?
I mean, there's so many conversations we've had with multiple clients.
What is the biggest bribe you walked away from, Sandeep?
Again, more to do with staycations and, you know, okay, let me give you this watch. I said, sorry.
That's a good bribe. I've never received the watch.
Sorry, I said, I'm not going to accept it. It's because that's not the way we function.
Yeah.
You
know?
I don't like the watch.
Because
I don't have time for you.
Yeah. It'll become a habit,
nice.
Right? You know, I mean, once you start, it just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
And we're happy that we've shied away from that kind of stuff.
Are we?
You know?
Wow.
Are we though?
Are you? If you say so. Haven't you ever felt like, you know, maybe I should have taken that deal?
As I said, right, it doesn't stop at one.
Hmm.
You start, it doesn't stop.
Yeah, no, never.
Because then you get used to it, saying, okay, I've done this here. There lies another opportunity.
Yeah.
Karish, you know, so. My mom says, never steal.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Ever. In any circumstances, never steal.
Yeah.
But if you're going to steal, you steal once.
Once.
And you steal me.
True, absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like I know your mom.
So, we're not going to steal.
Bits and pieces won't help
you. Yeah, bribes.
You're waiting for the big one.
Yeah.
Just before you quit the job. God, I don't know what's watching this.
I would do with a Rolex, 100%.
No. Higher, bigger, aim big.
What is that? AG. AG, AP. AP, isn't that a brand? Yeah, it's not a very expensive brand.
I'm going to aim big.
Yeah.
I mean, half the brands I won't even be able to pronounce.
I mean, an apartment. Yeah. A full villa.
On the palm.
Bribe me.
And I think people are fairly smart enough that how did the villa come across?
Yeah, and I think they will bribe us.
Savings, no? Big commission savings. Actually, let's talk about the big numbers. Okay, all right. Yes. Now let's come to the meat of the story, all right?
Yeah.
So I don't think any sales career is complete without having seen some big numbers being, you know, discussed. You know, you're signing papers with big numbers there. You're making a big commission. Tell us about some of your big number stories.
I mean, there are so many of them. You know, your deals could, you know, you've cracked 4 million as a contract, or you've done 6.5 million as a contract.
Single, a single,
single deal.
Client, huh?
I mean, I'll give you a, it's a very, I'm really proud of this particular story, you know. I mean, when the world was shut during COVID, I'm talking about April, March, we went into lockdown. And early April is when we were sitting at home. We were still doing calls with our clients just to see if they're fine, you know, and to keep the relationship intact.
Yeah.
I get a call from this client of mine, a hospital brand. I'd worked with him in the past. And he said, hey, what's up? You know, I said, dude, are you safe? You know, with your family, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's the only conversation we had in those days, right? Your family is safe. You're safe. You're not, you're sick. That's fine. Right. He said, I want to advertise. And I was like, I said, is something wrong with you? In my head, I was saying, I said, it's good to hear that I want to advertise when the world is actually shut, you know, and they're sitting at home. He said, you know, I want to do this. I want to talk about this. And, you know, my spot rate should be this, blah, blah, blah. A never ending story, right? I said, okay. What do you want me to do? He said, we should meet. I said, give me 1 hour.
Yeah.
And I'm coming to your hospital. And
you know, in the middle of COVID.
In the middle of COVID. And I said, you know, we were all sitting at home, right? So, you know, you're still making calls. Nobody sees you. You're sitting in your shorts and t-shirts. Yeah. And you've not taken a bath because nobody cares, right? Nobody's going to come next to you, right? And it took me 45 minutes. I was in his hospital. By the conversations happened, you know, it went on for about a few weeks. By early May, mid-May is when he sent an email confirmation that value was 1.5 million.
Wow.
You know?
Like, any time we were struggling to make maybe
we didn't get a million. We didn't get 200,000 in dinner booking for the entire month for the company.
True.
And no business really saw... Yes. Much transactions.
So
yeah.
more than the other deals which we've signed, right? This was the most dearest to me.
Nice.
You know, this was like, I would say God sent.
Yeah.
Plus, I feel that I've done probably something right that he still remembered me from my previous conversation with him.
Yeah.
Because there was a gap of about 2 years between that conversation and the last when I spoke to him.
Yeah. Nice.
He had left. He went somewhere, vanished. I had no clue where he was. And suddenly I get a call. He signed a 1.5 million dirham deal.
That's fantastic. I want to high five you. That's fantastic.
With a printed document. And it just, you know, I think it just kind of put smile on people's faces saying,
yeah,
things happen. Miracles happen. This was one of them.
Yeah.
A gentleman, my friends.
Right?
I'm going to give you the other story.
Yeah, all right. Let's do it.
The one where your paycheck come at the end of the month for the first time, first months in ARN. And I look at the SMS and I'm like, hello? I called my husband. True story. So you still want to buy that Wrangler? And then he said, yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to buy it or not. I said, if you buy it cash. He said, sorry. Excuse me. I said, why don't you buy it cash?
Yeah.
And he said, you're going to go and, should we say the amount? And then you're going to pay 100,000 dirham. It was a old version of the Wrangler or whatever. And he's like, you want to pay 100,000 dirham cash? And I said, well, I'll write a check, but it's in my account. You want me to buy you the car, yes or no?
I love this.
That was the first month I was... Well, we do. Some months we do very poorly, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And like I said, the salary is a basic, very low salary. But really, when I tell you the sky is the limit, the sky is the limit.
That sounds great. And I think that is what attracts most people to this profession to start with.
Yeah, it makes you also mentally sick.
Yeah, I mean, you can really lose your senses sometimes. Yeah. Like, what am I doing? Middle of the night, you're calling people, sending WhatsApps, emails.
He was meeting during his travels.
No, come on, Sandeep, you can't do that.
Yes,
as I said, right, I'm really old school.
He goes back
I love
home,
no,
and then meet clients in India, and then come back with deals, and like.
And
when I'm on vacation, I close my phone. Yeah. I'm not answering.
Yeah, that's you need it. Don't you feel like you need that break with
no? He doesn't feel.
Can I just take your vacation days then if you're not gonna use them?
I think it's just fun, right? You know, as I said, you know, our job is to meet people.
You enjoy it so much. It's
different
not
conversations, and you know. See, here we meet so many people, a lot of them we now know, right?
Yeah.
Who's who,
yeah.
Or so and so, XYZ.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I travel to India, I've got a few agencies, I know a few clients. If I have an opportunity of meeting someone there, because a different country, different thought process.
Yeah, everything changes. You know,
And
you they might be open.
Their thought process is completely different than what we think here, right?
Correct.
Because bigger country, bigger population. So
yeah,
it's fun because you also learn from them, right?
Nice.
So
nice.
I just take an opportunity. If anything, if I sniff money, why not?
Sandeep, I have a question for you. Would you go into real estate?
Actually, that was something I wanted to know from both of you. What's stopping you from
going?
It's
a craze, right? Yeah. Now everyone's making so much money. Yeah. Would you go?
I don't know. I've never really thought about it. I'm not really sure
about it. Not even now in the last 3 years?
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, it's a very short-lived dream or a bubble, right?
Mm.
Like looking at the size of the country.
I don't know.
Looking at the size of the country and the kind of availability of properties we have, you know, so when you look at the ratio of brokers and companies, agencies working together.
I mean, it's a hit and a miss, right?
So radio over real estate, stability wise, makes sense.
I think it's prestige wise, to be honest.
Oh,
I think what we do, like I said, gives us this consultant aura and this I'm helping you do business, because
which is true.
Because we understand marketing, we understand creative.
Yeah.
We work with your competitor, so we know also what they're doing. So we help you understand the market and the market competition. So yeah, go to
the most amazing part about our company, I would say, you know, keeping radio aside on that.
Huh.
Every time you pick up the phone and call someone, say, hey, Mr. Client, I'm calling from, if there's an Indian person or a Western
city?
Expert, I'm calling from City 1016. 50% of our battle is won.
Same for the other stations.
And if I say, hey, I'm calling from Virgin Radio or I'm calling from X station or whichever it is within our group, right? 50% of the battle is won. When the meeting is set, you know, and you're meeting CEOs and MDs and some really big boys, right?
Yeah.
Big brands, big companies, big people. And when you start speaking to them about radio, hey, I listened to this particular presenter. Man, he was so funny. Oh, this girl, I love listening to her voice. Oh, she sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Suddenly, it's like that person who's at a CEO level suddenly comes down to a normal human being, right? He's like a normal listener, right?
Yeah.
That's where the fun begins.
Dude, not even a normal listener. They become excited about things that we take for granted. You know when clients come to the studio?
Yes.
And they see you guys in the studio.
Absolutely.
They're like children in a candy shop.
And we love showing them around.
100%.
We love seeing you guys come in with clients. And you're right, it changes something when they see how it's done.
And then they see how their ad will be
produced
and
how
and who's going to talk about it. And the whole thing, the behind the scene is very important.
Exciting for them, yeah.
Where are you going to find those in real estate?
Yeah, true.
Come look at this beautiful house.
And then
there's
17 other people who are selling the same house.
Same thing, right?
There is not a lot of people who can do the same thing we do.
Okay, and you guys do it better than, you know, I mean, anyone else in the industry. I mean, the force at the Arabian Radio Network is really something to reckon with. And I'm so glad that the two of you made it out here today. I know you almost pulled out. You almost were like, can we not? And I was like, just come, just relax. It's going to be fine. And thank you. Thank you for trusting me.
It was so much fun.
Absolutely.
So much fun.
Yeah. You enjoyed this?
Yeah.
I hope you're
going to
look pretty and skinny on camera.
You look lovely.
Let's see.
You look, in fact, so lovely that Sandeep's going to sing a song right now for you. Sandeep.
Oh, no. I'm not singing any songs.
Did you know? And you know, right? Sandeep's a singer. He's a singer at heart. He has sung on City 1016.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, one of the songs we had recorded for.
Yes.
That was my idea itself, and we said we're going to sing this song.
Yes, I want to hear.
So he's a very creative man, too. And he has some connection with a reality singing show called Saregama, that's hugely popular in India. So this man
I'm not singing it. No,
for Jumana's beauty.
Outside, we'll sing someday else.
For the listeners.
No, I'm fine.
Say.
I don't know Shaini. I'm not good at Shaini.
Okay.
I tell you what, my office husband.
Give her a compliment, yaar.
She's a rock star. Look at this.
In English.
I told you, right? She's mistakenly born as Lebanese. She should have been Indian.
That's
She's
it.
Indian by heart.
That's it.
By her
gold.
By food palette. And
the gold.
You know, and the gold and jewelry. She's absolutely Indian, I'm telling you. 100%.
Okay. As a last and final request, and you cannot turn this one down, you have to help me sell my podcast. Give me the perfect pitch so I can go to a sponsor and say, buy this podcast already.
No, Karish. Good work takes time. You're going to give us 2 days.
Yes, okay.
And you're going to come back with different options, depending on your budget.
Okay.
And then we'll take it from there.
Oh, gosh. These ARM guys are all like this. Very hard to trick and very, very easy to love.
I know, but this is the best podcast. It's fun. It's real. It's very, very normal. You know, it's not a full... It's not drama, basically, right?
Yeah, no, I
so
agree.
So if any of the sponsors were looking at it...
We're
be
find
part
sponsor.
Of this.
Hey, thank you guys. You guys needed to be part of this, and I'm glad that you are.
Absolutely.
And lots of love to you. I'm going to see you at work tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yes. And let's see when the podcast is out.
Yes, happy almost 16 to you.
Yeah.
You know, and here's to many, many more, you know, years of Wrangler purchasing kind of commission.
I know.
Cash.
Yes, in cash. Thank you guys for coming out here today. This has been very, very special for me. And, you know, truly, I think what makes this show special is the fact that with every guest, we've gotten to know aspects to what their life is about that we would have not known otherwise. I think sometimes it's just nice to take time out to chat with people and get to know what's going on with them. And that's what we hope to do on the next episode of Hey Karish. So we'll see you once again. Until then, take care of yourself.
Hey, it's Jumana.
Hi, I'm Sandeep, and you've just watched us on Hey Karish.
Don't forget to like, share, and sponsor.
And subscribe also, please.